So there's a shaila from Reb Chaim Wolf Shlita about, and I want to explain the shaila. If a person does Vedika Orl Yudalit Nisan, and he does Vedika, and he does Vedika and he checks every little place, and then he closes the door and he locks the door and he doesn't come back. The next time he comes back, it's Ein Daika Lachsa. The next time he comes back is a full year later, Orl Yudalit. He has to do Bedika. When he did Bedika, he did it with a bracha and a nair and the whole thing, Orl Yudalit. Does he have to do a Bedika again? He did Bedika last year. He hasn't been in the house since. It's a Mokum Sheimach Nisan by Chametz. What's the Shaila Bechlal? It's a Tovidvar Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. But I'll tell you what we're clearing. You hear what I'm signing? We talked in the Gemara that there's a Bedika Taich Lamed. According to Abaye, there's a Bedika Taich Lamed only when it's Daiter Lachzer. According to Rava, there's a Bedika Taich Lamed even when it's Ein Daiter Lachzer. Catch on to the extreme of Rava. You leave the house on Pes Zayin Adar. You're not coming back for another 7 months. Ein Daiter Lachzer. Ein Daiter Lachzer forever. But it's Taich Lamed, Yimachoyim. Me Idokis. In Rava, we saw another thing as well. That when it's Daiter Lachzer, I feel him a Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? Chavdalet Nisan the year before. But if it's Daiter Lachzer, there's a Mechiv of Bedika. Lamaisa, we had fun with it yesterday. Avad the Oilamos Halacha Lamaisa, you only make a bracha on early Yadalit. And you only use a Nair on early Yadalit. And you only put out Petitim and various other things only on early Yadalit. A Bedika on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Loini boy, a bachur that's leaving Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he's planning to come back only after Pesach. For someone that's leaving Rosh Chodesh Nisan with a daiter lachzer, with a bayah, you don't make a bracha. Why taka don't you make a bracha? And the Rama passes like that. So many of the priests can say because it's not the ikar takana. The ikar takana is early yadalid. This other din lamed yoin daiter lachzer, a little bit of both. Let a bayah only when it's both. Let a rova either one of them. Kim adubur, I said it a few times. All these dinim, it's not the ikar takana. It's not going to warrant the bracha. Chutz from maybe early at Gimel. I'm a supik. One night before, early at Gimel. Alright, the Gross says the reason you don't make a bracha is because you're not planning to burn the chametz the next day. One night before, the place came up inside. For whatever reason, he looks the guy's leaving early. The night before, maybe kulei hai v'ulei. So I have a shaila. Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos. When do we do Bedika? Early at Gimel. You make a bracha? All of a sudden, yeah, vada, that's the Iker Takana. On Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos, you can do a Bedika early in days. Does it also get that hinged? And Bechlal, we know there's a mile of doing Bedika at night because of the Aranair. A person has a choice. He can't do the Bedika early in Adla Aranair. He'll either make a Shliach to do it early in Adla Aranair, or he'll do it himself but a day or two or a night before. How do you measure that out? Which is better? And you know, even better, another Shaila Hayu. A week before, you're leaving. Daite Lachzar, when the Pais can talk about Daite Lachzar, what if it's Daite Lachzar Erev Pesach? So we saw the Rishonim say, scary, maybe you'll miscalculate, you'll come back late. Putting that on the side, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. We're not worried you're coming back late. A guy knows he's coming back early, Erev Pesach, 9 o'clock in the morning. To the minute he's coming. So they say, you don't have to do Bedika, you'll do the Bedika then. Yeah, but that's going to be in the morning. Is it better to do Bedika L'Aranair a week or two, 30 days before? Or is it better to do the Bedika on Erev Pesach, but it's not, you're not going to have the Mila of Orl Yadalit? So again, we're weighing out Avada, the Spitz best oifen is Orl Yadalit by Laila L'Aranair. And when that's not an option, again, I'm throwing a few things at you. Do you factor in, if I could do it then, but with a shliach, I could do it myself at a different time? Or, b'chlal, I'm leaving now, I'm going to come back then. When is better? to get the mile of Arli Yadalit. Now the Ramah says that at the end of the day, Mefurish, you only make the bracha at Arli Yadalit, even Arli Yadgimel, but Pashtas not, and with the Nair, that whole project. There's an interesting deed though, in the Hagois from Reb Shloimeh Kluger, in the Chachma Shloimeh. He says, there's a famous medrash, Shoimer mitzvah layeda davaraz, who Esther shahaysai sekes bebir chametz. He makes a cheshmer, he writes a whole mimer on it. Esther was doing bedika, if you know the story of Purim, the whole thing, she was doing the bedika, it comes out, he makes the cheshmer, it's early at Gimel. So he says, it's not a problem, because he says, Be'emes, what's wrong with early at Gimel? I was getting rid of Bal Yirah, it's close enough, it's 36 hours before Pesach, the systems is running already, stitzach meisen. But he says, but for the tashbisu, you want to chaper rai mamish, is on your dalit. He says, women don't have tashbisu. Women only have bal yirah. He says, Esther, chachma. He says, the chachma says, Esther could maybe do the bedika. Chitz ladina, Isha could do bedika, the early gimel. A bracha on yom yadalit. You didn't make a bracha yet. That's interesting, Shaila. If you didn't make a bracha yet, do you make a bracha on yom yadalit? The pashtus, if you didn't do bedika at all, you make the bracha by the beer. So you always have that. It's a shaila in the poiskim. A guy doesn't have bedika. He has only makam she'in machnisin, but he rather has chametz. So he went and bought chametz on Erev Pesach to do the mitzvah. You make a bracha by the beer. Don't know b'zeh ha'poiskim. That's a sugya on daf zayin. We get to the sugya of bracha. Do you make more than one bracha? If you made already a bracha 22 days before, will you make another bracha when you get there? All of these bracha shayimus will get there. What?
Nasi title, Lisa say.
That's talking to Tushan Amma, but we have a sticker from Esther. Yeah, it's it.
Maybe it's another bracha question, but the woman who's doing it on your days, your gimel.
Would she make a bracha?
Would she make a bracha?
Yeah. Avad, yeah. The Chavrusim was
missing. Is it bracha
religiously? Especially because maybe the bracha is only on the essay of Tashmisa, not on the loisei of Layirah. Not after your
dalit. That would be a reason not to be.
I know, but I'm saying even more. Forget about it on gimel. Even when she's doing it on your dalit now, maybe she shouldn't be the one making the bracha. Because she only has the bal yirah and not the Tashmisa. What? Yeah, that's a machlekes machabramah, that women make brachas even on things that they're potter from. He means like the machaber that women don't make a bracha on things they're potter from. We're asking on that side. I had a shayla. There's a din of 30 days. We're going to talk about it soon. There's a whole thing in the Gemara. One man Yom says 30 days, one man Yom says shtei shabbosois. What does 30 days mean? 30 days before Tesvav Nisan? Or 30 days before your Dalet Nisan. I mean, we're talking about 30 days before the Bedika, I would assume. But is the 30 days Bechlal connected to the Bedika? We're going to soon see that this is a separate halacha of Shoyal and Hilchas Pesach, Shloish Shem Yayin. And therefore, what did Lagabi the Gedarim of Bedika? Light Abaya, only the Tzir of Daiti Lavzar, Light Rava, even without a Daiti Lavzar, there's a Machayib of 30 days. The Gemara compares it to the Shloish Shem Yayin Hilchas Pesach. By the way, we haven't started yet, I'm trying to get there. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that holds the Shtei Shabbosais, according to L'Chayra, the whole Sugya, we don't pass like him. But like him, the din of when you leave your house, and Shayara and Oitzar is all totally in Shtei Shabbosais. Like him, that would be all the dinam. Everything we learned yesterday is not going to be telling in 30 days. It's going to be telling in Shtei Shabbosais, which is L'Chayra from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara says, So, ditto, everything we did yesterday about when Daiti Lassar, if you have the Machayiv of the Bedika, Rav Shimon Gamliel, all that is Shtei Shabbosais. And I'm going to talk about Shtei Shabbosais also, exactly how long that is. But 30 days, it's 30 days from Tesvav or from Yadalad. I'm going to soon see, but I want to clear an interesting Shiloh. I had a Hargosha that the 30-day Bedika, it's 30 days from the Bedika. Meaning, there's the Iker Bedika we saw yesterday. We spoke at Masker B'Soicher is Tali and Leil Yadalit. Why? If you rented it out Rosh Chodesh Nisan, let the Soicher say to the Masker, "Hey, Masker, you were here already from Tesvav Nisav Adar. You were here during 30 days. It was really chal on you." So we said it. We said the Gavra Cheftza Nusach that the Gavra was not Mechoyev yet only when it's early Yadalit. The Bayis was already Mechoyev from 30 days and all that rain. But all that aside, I want to clarify Moir Dikashayel on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. In all honesty, does the 30 days start a day before? Haran Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, the Bedika is early at Gimel. Does the 30 days also get pushed up the day before? Is it 30 days from before the day of the Bedika, or it's a separate cheshbon? It's a separate cheshbon. And even when Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, the 30 days is still nimdad, measured from either from Tesvav or Yudal, we have to decide. But the fact that Grad, because of a technicality, Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, the real Bedika, the one you make a bracha on, is going to be pushed up a day. Does the 30-day one also get pushed up a day? Now, one more yediyah before we talk to get to the machlekes of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. It's a shiloh with the tzionim again in the Rashi. Fascinating zach. There is a bedika 30 days within 30 days. Are you doing beer chametz? When you're doing the B'dikah Rosh Chodesh Nisan, are you doing beer chametz? I don't think so. Like Rav, are you doing B'dikah? Afilu me'Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Chav Zayin, Nisan, the year before. You're doing beer chametz now? You're not doing beer chametz now. But there's a Meretik Ezach, there's a Rashi. On that Chav Zayin on the days. And you know what? And let me preface. I said this yesterday, but let me preface. There's a Shaila in the Torah whether you make Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of beer chametz. And it's a whole shayla. Some say the shechiyonah of the lila. Say the path is it. Various other hezberim why you do or don't make the shechiyonah by beer chametz. Spoiler: we don't. But the Torah brings one of the pshatim. He brings from the Itter. He says the Itter. Itter is one of the rishayim. He says a brach of shechiyonu. B'dikas chametz is against yar. All right, when it's daiti lachzor, you do b'dikas chametz against yar. You do b'dikas chametz even Rosh Hashanah. You do b'dikas chametz in Nisan year seven times of El Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tevishvat Adar also. As long as it's daiti lachzor, against yar is b'dikas chametz. And we asked on the Itter, yeah, we talk a pasuk like Rava that kol Hashanah if it's daiti lachz you do b'dika. But hey, come on, that's the b'dika with a bracha with the ner. That's the real deal. That's gonna oust that you don't make a shachiyolu because you did that. But as I stay in the Itter. But what I was nispol from even more is this Rashi and Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda holds beer chametz b'sreifa. Frek the Gemara, the Rabbanon asked Rabbi Yehuda, v'loy matza eitzim l'sarfai. If you don't have wood, what are you going to do? You're going to be yoshev batel. That was what the Gemara asked on Rabbi. They said, your chumrah of Dafke getting hung up to use wood, you're going to end up being a kula. What if you don't have wood? Frek Rashi. I don't get it, Frek Rashi. Do you know that the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, it's actually Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, but the way Rashi learns on Daf Yud Beis, the minute it becomes Chatzos and Erev Pesach, the minute it becomes Chatzos and Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda suddenly agrees, Hashpasasei b'chol davar. The whole din of Bir Chametz Vesreif is only before. So Frek Rashi, when is this case that they're screaming at Rabbi Yehuda, hey, if you don't have wood, you're going to be Yoshev Batal. You're not going to be Yoshev Batal. You could destroy it any which way. Zok Rashi, no, this Kash of Yoshev Batal is talking about a guy that's doing a B'dika before. You know when? And I quote, someone that was going on a Shayara, within 30 days before Pesach, and he's doing the beer chametz, and then he's saying, hey, where's your wood? You don't have wood, you're not going to burn it. But it's even worse, because the Tzioinim say, the Girsa is, he's Yoytze B'Shayara, Oy! B'Toych Shloisha. It's one of the two cases, like Rava. Either it was within 30 days, or not 30 days, when was it? I feel Rosh Hashanah, but he's Yoytze B'Shayara. And on that case, when you yaitse b'shiyara 10 months before Pesach, but it's daiti lachzor, you're doing a beer chametz, and that's the case that the Gemara is telling. Hey, like Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't have wood, what's going to be? You're going to be yaitse b'chol, because then it's not hashpasasim b'chol davar. It's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's 11 months to Pesach, and besides, you're going on a trip, you're leaving, you're coming back on a very long trip. You don't know when you're getting back. You might get back chol hamoed, and now you hung up here that you're burning the chametz. But not only that, if you don't have wood, there's a problem because you can't do pure b'zayir on the ruach. You have to do hashpasasim b'chol davar. By Yoytze B'Shiyara Oy B'Toch Shloshim. Wow, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, but Lavar could mean search removal the before the destroy thing. You don't understand. I'll explain it afterwards.
This phylus is not the Gemara.
No, this phylus is that Rashi's talking about, the Sreifa. Yeah, yeah.
Not that the
right. But, yeah, that's where I still done. Avad. Why Zokot Lavar? He could take it for his trip. He's going on a trip. He's going on a shiara. He found some chametz. Let him take it along with him on the trip. Why shouldn't he take it on the shiara? Now, the Gemara says, "Hani shloishim yoyim ayav v'detei." The Gemara brings a machlekes tanoim to Tanya. Shoyel in v'dorish and bilchas apesach koydem apesach shloishim yoyim. Reb Shimon megamliel amishtei shabosis. My time in the Tanakam. We just turned the page. Before we turn the page, we are going to speak out. L'chayra, it's taka machlekes. The entire sugya before we paskin shloishim yoyim. Because in the sugya before, when we had a factor that depending when you leave your house, if it's within 30 days, you have to do a bedika, it's that same 30 days. L'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the din is going to be shtei shabbosos. B'ktzara, where's the makar for Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, for the Rabbanon? Because the first year in the Midbar, now here's, everyone gets confused. Let me make it simple. When did they go out of Mitzrayim? On Tesvav Nisan. That was that first year. Where did they makar Karban Pesach that year? In Mitzrayim. Then a full year later, they were in the Midbar. And that was the one and only time they were makar b'karban Pesach in the Midbar. The other 38 years, they weren't makar b'karban Pesach in the Midbar. It's a whole shayla. Why? Either because... No, not Tomei. Well, Ein Leikark is the Einfall of the Stifle and the Birchas Peretz. Yeah, but before, can we talk about basics? He's telling me Chedushim over here. Either because they were only chayav b'karban Pesach when they're enter Eretz Yisrael, or they were Arelim, or they were Arelim. The Stifler has an iPhone. They didn't have karka because they were told they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. But that was that one year they were Makrif Karban Pesach.
They had karka?
Yeah, because they were promised. Pesach Mitzrayim has different Gedorim, and also Pesach Mitzrayim, they were promised karka. What you should have asked is that first year in the Midbar, did they have karka? And yeah, because it wasn't Nigzara them yet, the Chet Meraglim, so they're headed there. Now, that first year in the Midbar, Two Taisin says, if you learn that they were only chayv in when they entered Eretz Yisrael, then it was Hayra Shah. And if you learn it's because they were Arelim, then you have to say that that first year Ruvam were still Mehulim. How is this? That's a Taisin Kedushin Lamed Zayin. How did the switchover happen? Punk the first year? I don't know. But that's my first in Taisin Kedushin Lamed Zayin.
Because a one-year-old baby does not usually eat meat. So, but by the time he's 3 years old, so then...
I don't think that was the factor. They weren't talking about the Katana. They were talking about the Bnei HaChabura. The Bnei HaChabura of the Karban Pesach. Where is the Makar of 30 days before? Because that first year in the Midbar, after Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they're supposed to be Pesach Rishon, came to him on Noshem HaShahayu Tumeim L'Nefesh Adam, and they said, Lomani Gora, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, let me check this out, Imdu V'Eshma, and he told them about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is 30 days before Pesach Rishon. Oh, you see that 30 days before. How does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel know two weeks, Shtei Shabbosos? The Gemara has two attempts. First of all, the Gemara says, because in Mitzrayim, Hashem says to them, Achoydesh Hazel Lechem, and it was Rosh Chodesh, and he was telling them about Pesach in Mitzrayim, to which the Gemara asks, who says it was Rosh Chodesh? Where does it say it was Rosh Chodesh? Maybe it was... Dalet Vehei, like why not Beis Vegimel?
Rashi actually says Gimel
Vadalet. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it can't be Beis Vegimel because Beis was a Friday. Beis was a Friday. What?
Elio
doesn't come on Friday. But who's talking about Elio here? What's going on? They're in the Mitzrayim. They're waiting for the Geula. Yeah, they're waiting for the Geula. It can't be Beis. It can't be Gimel. Beis and Gimel was a Friday. Beis was a Friday, Gimel was a Shabbos. So it says Dalet Vehei. It says Dalet Vehei. But the Gemara says, okay, Beis, Gimel, Dalet Vehei. Who told you it was Rosh Chodesh? Says the Gemara, you're right. Not a good raya. Cut. We're going to jump ahead a year, and we're going back into that year in the Midbar, the year that the Rabbana learned out 30 days, because Pesach Rishon was discussed on Pesach Sheni, and over there, Pesach Rishon was discussed on Rosh Chodesh. Frick, the Gemara again. How do you know it was Rosh Chodesh? Maybe it was Dalet Vehei. Why doesn't the Gemara say Beis Vegimel? The Gemara doesn't say Beis Vegimel this time because it didn't say it last time. And Al Koponim, the Gemara says, no, here we have a Gzeres Shavah that it was Rosh Chodesh. Because even though the Pasuk does not say Rosh Chodesh, it says it was just in V'Chodesh Arishin. It doesn't say it was Be'echad L'Chodesh. But in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, it says Be'echad L'Chodesh. And that was, by the way, it was Be'echad L'Chodesh Hasheni. Ein Mukdem Mokhar B'Torah. Sefer Bamidbar opens up Perek Aleph with Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the first day of the second month. Perek Tes is Ein Mukdem Mokhar B'Torah is about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And how do you know it's Rosh Chodesh? Only because of a Gezerah Shavah. And that Gezerah Shavah teaches me that 2 weeks before. Frek the Tzlach, Frek the Pnei Yeshua. So we have a Machloikis, right? Rabbanon say 30 days. What's the Makar for 30 days? Because Moshe Rabbeinu taught about Pesach Rishon 30 days before Pesach Sheni. Moshe Rabbeinu taught about Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon, which was 30 days before Pesach Sheni. How do you know 2 weeks? Two attempts? Either because on Rosh Chodesh in the Mitzrayim he was telling them about Pesach, or because on Rosh Chodesh a year later in the Midbar he was telling them about Pesach Rishon. Frek the Tzlach, Frek the Pnei Yeshua. If this is a din of 30 days, like the Rabbanan, why didn't Hashem come on Yudalad Adar in Mitzrayim and tell them about Pesach? Why in the Midbar didn't he come on Yudalad Adar and tell them about Pesach? So the Tzlach says, many throats and one is, he says, you don't ask kashas on Hashem, but you have to work this out. Meaning, if you hold that really it's 30 days.
The second year,
that's why the Chassam Sofer says that in the second year, he already knew the halachas. There's other throats. But I want to talk about something basic. There's a Gemara in Megillah, which the Bir Halacha was in the Maror Mekayimus about. There's a Gemara in Megillah. Moshe Rabbeinu tikein lehem liYisrael shiyushayalin v'darshin v'inyonei shel yoyin hilchis Pesach v'Pesach hilchis atzeres v'atzeres hilchis chag v'chag. There's an Indian to learn the halachas of a yontif on the yontif boy v'yoyim. Frektim our show over there in Megillah. Why doesn't it say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? He says, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is tshuva. Tshuva is agansiyar. There's no special Indian dafka at certain times. Tshuva tut min agansiyar. Interesting word from the Marsha. But there's hilchis chag b'chag, hilchis pesach pesach, hilchis atzeres b'atzeres. Fregan ala rishoyinim, and that's what the Bir Halach is on. So we have a stira. Here it says he's supposed to learn 30 days before. And there it says only boy v'yoyim. So the Ran answers, the Ran by us asks the Kasha, and the Bir Halacha brings it, and the Ran answers, he says, you don't understand. Avada to start darshaning, you only darshan boy bayoin. 30 days before is just, if Shoyalin, his girsa was not our girsa, Shoyalin the darshan, his girsa was just Shoyalin, and he explains it to me, if someone asks you a Shaila now, about, where are we up to? No, we're in Sivan. So if someone asks you a Shaila now in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, Hilchis Shofar, Hilchis Pesach, Hilchis Sukkah,
how to deal with the
Shnai Mikra? No, how to deal with Shnai Mikra is something to deal with. What? After Chof Vov Cheshvan. Right? Now, the Ran says that it's only Lagavi Shoyalin that you're considered a Shoyal Ke'inyan. But Darshaning? Darshaning is only by Bayoy. All the Rishayim Achaylik. The Bir Halacha brings you ready that the Tori Evan asks, and many Achrayim. So why does the Gemara say it's a Machlokes Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbanon? Rabbanon just said that you're supposed to ask 30 days before. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says you're supposed to darshan 2 weeks before. Who says they're arguing? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is talking about darshaning. Rabbanon are just saying about Shoyalin. So all the Rishonim argue when they change the Girsa and it's Shoyalin but darshan. And we're back to the original question. Is there a din of 30 days by all Yom Tov? So the emes is, there's a stira in Rashi, and a lot of Rishonim will go one step at a time. The Beis Yosef brings that 30 days is only by Pesach. 30 days is only by Pesach because Pesach, he says, there's a lot of halachas. He says, by Sukkot, there's not a lot of halachas. He says, all the lulavim and asroigim are kosher. Come on, most of them are kosher. And a Sukkot just needs two walls and a tefach. It's very simple. There's not that much complex halachas. Pesach has a lot of complex halachas. That's what he says. But many Rishonim say, no, that by Sukkot and Shavuos also. And that's why on Hey Iyar, according to Rashi, you have to start talking about Hilchis Shavuos, and it's a machlokes. The Bach gives a teretz. He says it's not a stira b'chlal. Hilchis chag b'chag means either on Sukkot or 30 days before. Hilchis Pesach b'Pesach means either on Pesach or you could start 30 days before. Adds the Bach. If you started 30 days before and 20 days later you're already finished, so then you don't have to. You don't have, on Pesach. You don't have to learn another Pesach. You were yoitzer already. It's not a different din. It's one din. B'chag b'chag. Within the balloon, the umbrella of the 30 days. Chag b'chag, 30 days and including. Now, when does the 30 days start? So there's a fascinating zach. It's l'chayra before the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we're missing the boat on the whole topic over here. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Hay asks, it says that 3 days before a goyish yomtif, a goyish chaga, you're not supposed to do masumata. That's the way Masechta Avodah Zarah starts. Because the goyim are hot, you're not supposed to do business with them and sell them animals and everything because they're very busy with their karbonis and all that kind of stuff. Frek the Gemara, how come by goyim it's only 3 days? And by yidden we saw that it's shloishim yom kari demachag. As I frek the Gemara. And for the Gemara, no, because by a goy, the karbonis, only if it's missing a limb, if it's mechusar aver, it's possible. But by yidden, the halachas of karbonis is so much more complex and numerous. I feel dukin sheba'ayin, I feel nivs v'sasayin. Even very, very minute things is a psul in the carbon. So there's much more halachas of karbonis. You have to need much more days. You need 10 times more days, 30 days instead of 3 days. So all the Rishonim, Tosaf and Arth, and many Rishonim also speak of, you see that the inyan of shloishim yoyim is a din in the carbon. And that's why Tosaf and Bechayr, Staf and Zayin, they bring it down. The 30 days is from Yudalit, not from Tesvav. It's 30 days from Yudalit, not from Tesvav. The emphasis I saw the Chuvas Avni Nezer, he says 30 days before Yudalit is when you start handling the Yonim of Chametz. 30 days before Tesvav, you start handling Matzah. Meaning, especially the Gabi Shoyalin. If a guy's asking you a Shaila that you're supposed to answer and say it's L'Inyan, on Yudalit, coming L'Inyan is about Chametz. But come, if a guy's coming, he has questions about Matzah and Murr, that kicks in on Tesvav. And on Chaf Aleph Ad, the Yartzef from the Heiliger of Melech Melejens, is when, if you have Shvi Shel Pesach in Yonim that you want to handle, it's everything is 30 days, kafi the Inyan of that topic. What?
You cook the matzah on your dalit?
You want to cook the matzah on his own?
No, yeah, but I was like baking out, so that the summer that's
here. Yeah, that can maybe be before. That can maybe be before. I'm going to get to that. What? Is baking matzahs is a chametz related question, okay? So if a guy bakes his matzahs 30 days before, then maybe it should be 30 days before that. I mean, I don't know how far you want to take that. I'm going to get to that kind of question. What? Right. That's what should come out. That's what should come out. I don't know how far to take it back. But Tosfos and Avodah Zarah already says that, and I'm saying that based on that, 30 days before Erev Pesach is for the chametz stuff, 30 days before Tesvav is the matzah stuff. But again, on either account, it's not totally in that, it's totally in carbon. Now, according to the Rishonim, that's based on what you're supposed to ask. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a shayla, Afanor, they're on the shayla in Shulchan Aruch. Two yidden are coming on Purim to the Rav. One has a shayla in Hilchas Purim, and one has a shayla in Hilchas Pesach.
Before or after
Din in on the Yom Kippur,
also
so by what?
Is a din on the day itself also so Shiloh Purim is also still Purim.
Yeah, but there's no din of 30 days before Purim. Who do you answer first? So he says it's totally in this topic. More than that, I didn't understand. The Marsha says, why doesn't it say Shloshim Yom by Rosh Hashanah? What does he say? That's the truth of what he says. But what about Hilchas Shofar? So I don't know, but there's no din of shleish miyam hilchas shofar. Halacha l'maisa, two yidden come to your rav on Rosh Hashanah after chatzos, and one of them has a shayla in shofar, and one of them has a shayla in lulav. The one that's lulav is first because the lulav is within the shleish miyam kaidim.
He's about to blow shofar.
Yeah, because he's shleish miyam. He's shleish. I know not. I'm asking a shayla.
It's all of his own bodies. Should it just be chatzos with the carbon here?
L'chayra, according to Tyson and Avodah Zarah, that it's only in Karbonis, and then it takes off a lot of the whole topic.
Why is that any of a Shadavka?
Yeah. Maybe. Now, we have a machlokes if it's 30 days or 2 weeks. Again, to set up the sugi, there's a lot of details over here. Where was the Rabbanan source for 30 days? Because in the Midbar, they were told about Pesach Sheni 30 days before Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. Where's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's 2 week thingy? Either in the originally the Gemara thought from Rosh Chodesh Nisan in Mitzrayim, but the Gemara said, who says it was Rosh Chodesh? Maybe it was Beis Gamliel of Hay. And then the Gemara said, no, because of Gzeirah Shavah, it was the year later in the Midbar, and then because of Gzeirah Shavah, we know it was Rosh Chodesh. Again, the Pasuk over there in Perek Tes doesn't say Rosh Chodesh, but the Gzeirah Shavah teaches me that it's Rosh Chodesh. And then we have a Raya of 2 weeks. So then we have the Kasha. Why Taka wasn't it 30 days? According to the 30 days, next. Why wasn't it 30 days? So there's all kind of truths on that. Oh, Stam is a Yapela. There's a Taisim by Gadon Daf Chof that says that there's a din of 7 days of Avelis, and there's all kind of sources for 7 days of Avelis. Frek Taisis, why don't you learn that 7 days of Avelis that by Yosef with Yaakov, when they took him to Mitzrayim, it says, Vayeshev al Ov Abel Shivas Yamin, and Taisis brings from Yerushalmi because you don't learn halachas from Kaid the Matan Torah. You don't learn halachas from Kaid the Matan Torah. So now I'm not asking from the Midbar, I'm asking from the Havamim that wanted to learn it out from 2 weeks before, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Mitzrayim. There was also Kaidam Antar. There's a lot of Turutzim on that. Okay, we'll skip all of that. Yeah, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, there's a special Gzeirah Shavah that Perek Tes, when it says that Hashem was telling them about Pesach Rishon, that it was on Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk doesn't say Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk just says that it was Chodesh Nisan. But the Gzeirah Shavah tells me that it was Rosh Chodesh. What does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel learn out from this Gzeirah Shavah? That there's a din of 2 weeks. Frek the Meshech Chachma, Frek the Tzlach also talks about it others. What did the Rabbanon learn out from this? Now again, I already asked like the Rabbanon, why didn't Hashem come 2 weeks earlier? Kash af Hashem. But why do you need the Gzeirah Shavah for? So there's all kind of terrorists in that Quran and what the Gzeirah Shavah is coming to teach you according to the Rabbanon, the Gabi Gedorim and Hilchas Pesach. But this is an interesting one. The Olam has to help cop.
It can't be masked into the Gzeirah Shavah, just that's not the makor for the 2 week thing?
No, but what's the Gzeirah Shavah teaching you? What's the limit? The Gzeirah Shavah uses as a Masorah. What's the limit that we're learning out from the Gzeirah Shavah?
That it happened on Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but what's the Nafkimina that happened on Rosh Chodesh? The Meshech Chochmah is the whole thing because that year they knew Pesach was on a Shabbos. And if it was Rosh Chodesh, they still had a chance to change the calendar and they should have switched it, and Elamai, you see, you don't. We want to do something with it. Now, I apologize, but I'm going to speak out a Nimuki Hagrib from the back. a fascinating zach. It's a davar nechmad. You have to halt cup a little bit. There's a vart from the Gra. He quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Pesach dvarecha yair. Pesach dvarecha yair, the Gra, and many others bring this, that, like many things that are quoted from the Gra, that Pesach dvarecha yair, that the opening words light up. The opening words are connected to the menorah, and he explains it to mean that if you go to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and you count how many words there are in the first pasuk of each of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the number of words in each pasuk of the first pasuk of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah alludes something somewhat to the menorah. And the way, and that's what it means, Pesach, the opening words, you are light up like the menorah. And it goes like this, Bereshis, the first pasuk in Bereshis has seven words. Yes, it does. Bereshis, Baruch Hashem, Shemayim Tzaret. Seven words, seven branches in the menorah. The first pasuk in Parshas Shmois, 11 words, 11 kaftayrim on the menorah. Vayikra, 9 words, the first pasuk in Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, 9 prachim on the menorah. Bamidbar, first pasuk in Bamidbar, 18 words, 18 tfachim to the menorah. Dvarim, the first pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, 22 words, 22 words, 22 gevim on the menorah. So we have 7, 11, 9, 18, 22 are the amount of words in the first pasuk of each Sefer in the Chumash, and that's a remes to the menorah. Frekt, that minuki agriba kasha. The Gemara brings over here that Sefer Bamidbar opens up with Parshas Perek Aleph, a story, an event that happens on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Two Parshas later, in Perek Tes, we have the story now of Ein Mukdim Mo'ocher Batoira that opens up with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We don't even know it's Rosh Chodesh, but the Xer Sheva tells us that it's Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara Taka asks, and we learned that from here of Shema Gamil, 2 weeks, all that. But then the Gemara asks, I'm trying to get to the end of the Gemara because we want to start the new Sugya tomorrow, we want to get to the two dots. The Gemara asks, why didn't Sefer Bamidbar start with the earlier chronological event? And the Gemara answers, Ein Mukdim Mo'ocher Batoira. Fretin Amukhi Agriv, he says, you're upset about it?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm going to speak it out. Fretin Amukhi Agriv, of course you can't start Sefer Bamidbar with Perek Tes. It doesn't have 20, it doesn't have 18 words. It has 15 words. We need a pasuk with 18 words. Now, I know there's a lot of solutions, but listen, have an Amukhi Agriv answer. No, but it's better. There are 3 words missing in the pasuk that it was on Rosh Chodesh. How did we know it was Rosh Chodesh? From Xer Shava. If Bamidbar would have started with Perek Tes, it would have inserted into that pasuk of Perek. It wouldn't be Perek Tes, but it would insert into those words, Be'echad L'Chodesh Harisha. And it would have said 3 words, and then it would have been. So don't ask me from the 18 words. It would have worked out the 18 words. Fakir, Perek Tes would have been with the 18 words, and everything would have been fine. Then it would have worked out. Okay, a few more things I want to get to. There's a Mishnah Megillah. Okay, there is a Machlokes Tanoim if you're supposed to get started 30 days or 15 days before an Indian to get started before. We go with 30 days, and in Avodah Zarah it says it's only Dinim Karbonis, but then we elaborate on it and we see what applies by other things also. Some say only by Pesach, some say all 3 Yamim Tovim Bechule. There's a Mishnah Megillah, a Mishnah Shkolim. A Mishnah in Shkolim. The Gemara Megillah brings the Mishnah in Shkolim. Be'echad be'adar mashmiyim ala Shkolim. On Aleph Adar we start announcing for the Shkolim. Why? Why on Aleph Adar? Because in 30 days from now we're going to have to use the money from the new Karbonis. There's a cheshbon that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan we start using for the Karbonis Tamid from the new Trumas Alishka, from the new Shkolim. So we have to start 30 days before. Frick the Gemara! So it's right to the Rabbanon. Lord Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, when should we start? Only 2 weeks before, as I frek the Gemara, grad on Purim, yeah, but as I frek the Gemara. So first of all, I have a problem. Like the Rabbanon, it's from Aleph Adar. In the carbon Talmud of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you need to have it ready by Chavav Adar, because you need Bikur, Ar B'Yomim, for the carbon Talmud. So L'chari, you have to start 4 days before that. What? 4 days for the carbon tamid, you're going to be makrav on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It has to be ready on Chavav Adar because you need 4 days to check it out of Bikur. So the 30 days should really start from Chavav Shvat.
So he has to say Kasha
before
the Pesach, basically trying to get the Yud, you have
to buy
it. No! 30 days before the Yud.
Right, so it's that kind of question. Fine, okay, it's that kind of question. But what does the Gemara answer? This is Mamish Kishmak. What is the Gemara? Everything was. What was everything Gemara? What was the Teretz? Even later, Shem and Gamliel, you know why we start on Aleph Adar? You're only supposed to start 2 weeks before. It's interesting. How did he say 2 weeks? Shtei Shabbosos. It means 14 days. The Shprach Shtei Shabbosais, it happens to be, if it's from Sunday to Shabbos, Yom Rishon to Shabbos, that's like a perfect week. You could also start on Tuesday and it goes to the following 2 weeks later on Monday. It happens to be like the Maskana that we learned that from Midbar, that year Erev Pesach was on a Shabbos. It was Taka, Shtei Shabbosais. It was literally Shtei Shabbosais. Someone speaks that out. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara says, we start Aleph Adar. Why? I only supposed to do it 2 weeks before? Because on Tesvav Adar, the money changers, the Shulchanis, would actually start really getting involved. So it's perfect, it's 2 weeks before. Frek the Turi Evan. 2 weeks means 14 days or 15 days, meaning does it include the day? Frek the Turi Evan, if you start on Aleph Adar in order to get to a Tesvav Adar Shulchani situation, so that means you need 15 days. So how come, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, it shouldn't have been on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it should have been the day before. It should have been the day before.
So isn't the question the opposite? Because he learns it from the Psukim that was Rosh Chodesh, meaning...
Right, but I'm saying, yeah, he learns it from the Rosh Chodesh, so it should be the days of Adar, Mashmi and Al-Shkol. Yes, thank you. It should be, since we have a Makar from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the din should be the days of Adar, Mashmi and Al-Shkol. So the Turi Evan answers, he says no, because Karban Pesach is late in the day on Gedalot in the afternoon. The Mashmiyim al Ashkolim on Tesvav. When does it start on Tesvav? When on Tesvav do you start?
Shabbos.
I would maybe even the night before. Maybe even the night before. Certainly not by Chatzoyis. There's
you
no
can't count the day.
Yeah, you can't count the day. And so that Bukhara answers up why you're able to count. Why you're able to count the day. Now the Gemara speaks out. Ein mukta mukhabatayr. I want to just speak out like this. An interesting nakuda. The Gemara says that if ain mukta mukha b'tayr, so the whole concept of klal uprat uklal went out the window because klal uprat and prat uklal is based on the not the chronological, but on the seder. But if there's no seder, and this could be before that, maybe a klal uprat is really a prat uklal. It's not happening. So the Gemara says it depends if it's in one inyan or in separate inyan, and a whole thing about that. Tosfos brings, so how come the Gemara in Baba Kama is able to learn out a gzeirah shava from the Aseres HaDibros that it says behemtecha in Parshas Yisroi? And then it says, Shorcha v'chamorcha in Parshas v'eschanon, and then behemtecha again in v'eschanon. How do you connect Yisrael and v'eschanon is not Toysi Inyan? So Toysi says, Amar the Gazach, Zohar v'shamar v'dibur echad nemru. I once had a lomdish of our plan on this Toysis. Fascinating Yisrael. There are Yud Gimel Midas Shatayron Adreshes Ben. Kala Prato Kala V'chula. Yud Gimel Midas. There are ways to darshan Toyer. You don't darshan Gemara like that, but in Toyer Shabbat you darshan Yud Gimel Midas. There's something called Aseres HaDibros. Now, Aseres HaDibros is about the Psukim in Parshas Yisrael. Yes. And there were 620 letters there, and 182 words, and it's a whole. And how many psukim? Not 10. There are 10 dibros, but not 10 psukim, because psukim there's tam elyon and tam tachton. And then there's the aseres dibros of parshas v'eschanan. But b'li kesher to parshas yisrael and parshas v'eschanan bechlal, there's something called aseres dibros. Aseres dibros is also in a sina, and you can call it Torah. This is Torah here, but it's aseres dibros. I'll say a chiddush. Aseres HaDibros are also nitin lidorish. The Yud Gimel Midos that were nitin lidorish, the same way they were nitin lidorish in Torah, they were nitin lidorish in Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros, if you understand the concept of Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtoin, in Tam Elyon is exactly 10 psukim because it's 10 dibros. Loi Sirtzach is a dibra. Loi Sinuf is a dibra. The four psukim of Shabbos is one dibra. In Psuki HaTorah, the Psuki HaTorah, Psuki Paskim Moish have different things. It's not. There's a Hoshayla LaHalacha. When do we lay in Tam Elyon? When do we lay in Tam Tachtoin? There are those that lay Tam Elyon on Shavuos because that's when we're mamish laying the Aseres HaDibros, but when we just lay Parshas Yisrael and Parshas V'eschanan, then we're laying Tam Tachlin. So when is Tam Elyon of V'eschanan relevant? Bishlein is by Parshas Yisrael and Parshas V'eschanan, you lay in Shul Tam Elyon. So Tam Tachlin is negay for Shnayim Mekar V'etatargan. But if in Parshas Yisrael and Parshas V'eschanan, you also lay Tam Tachlin and you only lay Tam Elyon on Shavuos, so, no, and the second day of Yom Tov they lay in Asu Ta'asa, they don't do Eschanan. So when do you lay Tam Elyon of Eschanan? I stumped everyone?
Who says you do?
There's Tam Elyon! That's the same kashi after you have to say yourself. By Hakel, you lay Tam Elyon of Parshas Eschanan. Now, this is a big Yisoid of Shana Toysis, that how could you darshan and Yud Gimel Midas? You're not darshaning Yud Gimel Midas in the Torah. In the Torah, the Pesukim of Eschanan and Yisroel are far apart. There's no Klal Prat, there's no Gzeres Shavah, you can't darshan Klal Prat. But in Aseres HaDibros, there's a bear of Aseres HaDibros. I will end with a story from, we're starting Vayikra Rabbeinu tomorrow. Havoidek Tzorech Shiyavatel. Do you know that? That even though you're allowed to do B'dika and Bir, Chazal Misakin. I hope everybody knows already why Havoyt Yisrael Shivato. Why Havoyt Yisrael Shivato? Shem Yisrael Gluski Yofen. What does that mean? We said we're going to get there when we get to that Vav. So if you come and prepare the sugya, you'll know what's going on tomorrow. But I want to share with you a story with Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, who the first time he met his shver, that's what they say, he opened up a siddur and he said, Nu zokt Torah. And it opened up to Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Vishloishas Remidus HaTorah Nidreshes to him. Klal Prat, Klal. And Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz said, I have three kashas. Shtikl Torah, three kashas, a vort, destruction. So Rabbi Shmuel said, why were we calling him Rabbi Shmuel? He was L'chayra Rosha. And also, what's Rabbi Shmuel Oimer? Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. And also, the first thing that he says is Klal Prat. Those are the things you start darshaning. But Ein Mokdam Mokha B'Torah, how do you ever have Klal Prat? And the answer is that when it's in the same pasuk, in the same inyan, then you don't darshan Klal Prat. And he says he has a riot because you know why you can call a Haile Gatana Rabbi Shmuel, even though Yishmael was in Russia? Why do we call a Tana Rabbi Shmuel, even though Yishmael was in Russia? Because Yishmael did Tshuva. How do you know Yishmael did Tshuva? Because the Pasuk says, Vayik Roy said, Yitzchak Yishmael Bonav. He deferred himself to Yitzchak. He put Yitzchak first. What's the right? Ain't Mukhtam Mukha Batayra. He's in Russia. He went first. It says Yitzchak first. Ein Mokdam Mokha B'Torah. Oh, light bulb. In one pasuk, you don't say Ein Mokdam Mokha B'Torah. So you're allowed to have Klal Prat. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana, who's called Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, not then, now, tells us we can defer from the fact that there's a Tana Rabbi Shmuel that yes, you can darshan Klal Prat when it's in one pasuk, when it's in the same pasuk. Because in the same pasuk, there can't be a cheshvin of Ein Mokdam Mokha B'Torah, because otherwise the whole Yitzchak Yishmael went off. Zok the Gemara, I'm Rabbi the Barav, avoid yourself, so you battle my timer. Shema Yitzhak, this is the other. Yitzhak, this is the other. Yitzhak, this is the
other. I had a thought, a question.